I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. President Donald Trump is expected to draw a packed crowd when he speaks in Colorado Springs later today. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner and Vice President Mike Pence are also expected to attend. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The Broadmoor World Arena seats more than 8,000 people. Local GOP officials say all the free tickets have been claimed online, and seating inside will be first come, first served. There will also be an overflow area with a big screen in the parking lot. Doors open to the public at 1 p.m. ahead of Trump's speech at 5. City and county law enforcement will provide security for the event. Protests are expected.
Dan Boyce reporting. Light pollution is usually associated with big towns and cities, but a new kind of light pollution map shows it's also a problem in rural areas, including the Mountain West. Madeline Beck reports.
The map was created by cartographer Tim Wallace with Descartes Labs. He told news outlet CityLab that cities still make the most light, but his map broke it down roughly per person using 2015 data. That method highlighted bright spots over oil and gas operations, suburbs, and even greenhouses. According to the International Dark Sky Association, that's especially true of big greenhouses for leafy greens and marijuana. It says the light negatively affects plants, wildlife, and even humans. But the association recommends simple measures like using blinds for greenhouses could help preserve the region's iconic night sky for years to come. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And I'm Abigail Beckman. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.